Hello and welcome to Insights Edge from the Lagos Business School Management Hub. With our finger on the pulse of the business world, we're committed to bringing you insightful conversations with thought leaders, industry experts, and visionaries who are at the forefront of their fields. I'm your host, Emma Mata, and I'll be your guide as we delve into the latest trends, timeless strategies, and cutting-edge ideas to solve challenges prevalent in the African business landscape. Stay tuned. Today on the show, we have Mr. Chidi Okoro, a general management level executive with over 30 years of experience across industry sectors, spanning from the pharmaceutical, food, telecommunications industries. He has a penchant for strategy, which is also what he teaches here at the Lagos Business School. Thank you so much, sir, for making it. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Today, we will be discussing something that's well within your area of expertise, which is navigating the retail sector in Nigeria, strategies for success. It's a very interesting topic because I don't know if you'd agree with me that doing business in Nigeria is not exactly the easiest thing to do. Nigeria is a growing economy, but it has a lot of complexities, such as the falling currency, increases in cost of production. My question is profitability, is it possible in Nigeria, or is it a myth? Is it something we like to make up?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. That's a great question. Profitability, from where I sit, I also operate in retail and I do consulting for a couple of retail companies. It's reality. You can make profit. It's about your revenue cost equation. It's how you're able to balance both. So one of the things you've seen is that retail is the last mile for manufacturing sector, which you call the real sector. Manufacturing is on the growth part, not in volume terms, but in a revenue terms, because inflation driving up prices. And cost is spiraling out of control. You know, sometimes you see costs going 30-40%. Companies that are able to take price up, move price to the consumer, pass price onto the consumer, able to build brand, can make profit. What happens in retail is it's about the position you take in the marketplace. Do you understand your model? Do you understand your shoppers, what they're going through, what they're buying? Do you have your mix right, your assortment mix right? Because some products are going to give you 20-30% gross margin, depending on the retail sector you play in. Some can give you 10%. Some actually are what you use to pull traffic into retail. Because retail is about traffic, it's about customer traffic. So you got to take your position. The companies that take the right position and defend it correctly with the holistic approach to that do have a chance. We do have a lot of retail in FMCG that do make money. You have a lot in pharmaceuticals that make money. You have a lot in white goods that make money, both in traditional and formal. So when you come to the traditional piece, you see that they work a lot on their costs because your margins are quite low. Business is a game, it's a game of margins. So, but in the modern side, sometimes the cost structure is too high. If you're not able to pass part of that cost to the shopper, you're going to lose money. You can still make money, but your assortment has to be right. The model has to be right. The value proposition got to be key. And you got to be clear who you're serving and what they're going through. That's very important. So absolutely, it's a reality. It's not a profit or profitability in retail here. It's a reality.
So my question is, if it's a possibility, how come there's so many businesses that are failing at making profit in Nigeria?
You know, what makes the news is the ones that fail, but a lot of them do win. Remember, for every trade that failed, probably, 10 did succeed. And you can name a lot of companies. If you look at quoted companies in the retail sector, we don't have a lot of companies quoted in the retail sector, but I operate in a retail space, and I know that a lot of them do make profit. Both in the formal and informal, we have seen some, leave Nigeria. They leave a space for other people. What's happened is the local retailers have actually modernized. Many of them modernized, and they did that in a cost-acceptable format, in a way that they can make a lot of money. Some modernized in a very expensive way, sitting in very expensive real estate. Again, retail, sometimes you can equate that to real estate. If you can manage your real estate cost, your fixed cost, that's one of them. Power is a big one. The human resource cost used to be about the highest cost in retail. Today is becoming power. And power cost has gone up 2-3 times. And your revenues may not have moved 2-3 times. So what you do is, it's no longer about managing the top line, it's about managing the midline as well. So retail in the past used to be about volume. Today we are now talking about, we get the volume value, but we need to get the midline right, the cost structure has to be right. So it's now about sweating the assets we have. It's not about having 500 locations. Remember, you can also digitize and even increase footfall and engagement without carrying too much cost. So the smart ones are actually having something where you call it, you know, call it convergence of brick and mortar and also the digital format. In that way, the cost to serve is lower. So for retail to be profitable, the cost to serve has to be managed. The people that are able to manage that well make profit. The other piece is assortment has to be right. So people have to buy a lot of things in basket. So you're seeing retail companies becoming hypermarkets of sort. So you're going to sell, if you're in FMCG, you sell food products, you sell shirts, you sell beauty products. If you're in pharma, you sell sweets, you sell beauty products, you sell wellness products. If you're in white goods, you sell from telephone to television sets, to radio, to generator. So it's about how do you mix your assortment in a way that you remain profitable so you can grow the top line aggressively and hold the midline as strongly as you can. So profitability, sure. A lot will fail because if your model is not right, if you're not clear who you're serving, if you don't understand the movement in the economy, the volatility, you may make the wrong choices. It's about the choice you make. So the ones that make the right choice keep growing. The ones that don't fall off. But you're going to hear about the ones that fall off. We don't talk enough about the ones that don't, the ones succeeding. That make profit. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was very insightful. So my next question, you've mentioned successful retailers, right?
Yes.
So as a retailer is growing in success and reach and is thinking of expanding their reach to Africa,
yes,
other African countries, seeing as 50% of Africans like to buy locally produced products, how do they go about that?
Good. Retail is local. That's very important. It's local. So if you want to get into Cameroon to do retail, just know that you have to customize to become Cameroonian company. You understand? If you're working in Zimbabwe, into Zimbabwe, Harare to do business, you got to become Zimbabwean in outlook, in look and feel, in your assortment, in what you carry. But some of the things that people do is that they want to carry the Nigerian system into Nairobi. It doesn't work. Retail is local. Africa is very traditional in their purchase pattern. We buy from our friends, from our family. We buy from our relatives. We buy from people who speak our language. So it's all about understanding the local culture and playing to that local culture. And one of the things I say to companies is, you can actually partner with a local retailer there and use that as your entry point. That's the first one. You can partner with a local, take share in a local company, and then bring in, you know, some of the Nigerianness in there. That's the first one. I mean, the second one is also about, you can be in there, but watch your assortment. So the way you display it in Lekki, Lagos, or Ibadan, or Enugu, or Abuja, it's not the same way you're going to appear in Mombasa. You have to be a Mombasan in outlook. The assortment, the products they come to consume. And when we say retail is local, it's all about what are the local things they consume there. If you were to be in FMCG retail, food retail, you have to sell their local spices. You're not going to go with spices out of Addis Ababa and drop it into Ibadan. It just doesn't work that way. So you've got to be mindful that retail is very local. So you have to play to local nuances, the culture, the tradition. Even the front end staff have to be people they recognize. So you're not going to drop your people from here into those markets. So, and I think there's big opportunity for local retailers to do that, but they have to be mindful that it's very tortuous in execution. You got to localize. That's one way. We have seen some international retailers come, they didn't make success. Even many local ones didn't make success locally because they tried to be more Spanish than Spaniards. So it's about localizing where you are. But again, the cost structures, the cost pressures are the same. They're quite the same. The revenue issues, the shopper issues are the same. So you have to understand that you're still going to face the same challenges you face here. But how do you manage to be very productive with whatever customer comes in and hold your costs at a good level? But how do you make sure that you're seen as a local company? That's critical for Nigerian companies looking to step out of here.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving back home now. We have indigenous companies that are competing aggressively with foreign companies that have migrated here and are doing very well. How can these indigenous companies compete with these foreign companies?
First, I think they're competing well. You can see that a lot of our, what the foreign companies brought here was aspiration, sense of aspiration. So much of our local retailers, what they did, they modernized. They copied a lot of things, they modernized, but they remain local at the heart. So when you go into some of the stores here, whether it's FMCG or they're selling white goods, you're going to see that it suddenly became, you know, really the ambience looked good, the look and feel was great, the assortment looked a bit different, but they still sell the stuff you buy from the open market here. So one of the ways is that, you know, you have to understand the customer you're serving, the shopper you're serving, and being a local company gives you the power, an advantage. But a lot of time we don't play to that advantage. You know, we still want to think that the customer is that, you know, one odd person who is not really truly Nigerian. So one of the things I say to them is your location is critical. Your assortment is important. You can only compete if you can attract more customers and satisfy them and delight them. So that's it. So how do you apply the local nuances, your knowledge of the environment? You know, how do you get in the spice that made somewhere from Ado-Ekiti and put it on a shelf in Lagos and make people from Ado-Ekiti rush to it? Because a foreign company may not understand that. How do you get a spice out of Nsukka and drop it on a shelf in Kano? How do you get a spice out of Kano and drop it on a shelf in Lagos? That's the difference that you hold. The other thing is on presentation. Africans, especially Nigerians, are very traditional shoppers. We still love our open market.
Yeah.
So even when we love the modern retail, we still want it to look, you know, a bit scattered, you know, a bit like Okeahare Market, you know.
Yeah.
So how can you build a modern retail outlet that still gives me chance
and
to feel like I'm in the open market?
Mm.
That's key for you. That's key for you to do that. That's important. The other thing is that the shoppers are lazy, and the shoppers are even laziest, in quote.
Yeah.
We do not want to walk around trying to look for stuff. This is a do it for me country. So how do you beat the foreign company? The foreign companies, you serve yourself. Well, people do stuff for, because it's cheaper to hire people to do stuff for you here than do it yourself. So how do you still make it in a way that in your store, you have helpers on the aisles?
Mm.
That's a critical point, which I think a lot of us miss. So we suddenly take everyone out, but want to look like a foreign company. But we forget that the people we're serving, we want people to help them.
Yes.
You know, so you want people to help you carry the stuff. You want people to help you carry the till. You want people to help you even select. And some of the stuff we sell here, they're traditional stuff. They're not standardized.
Mm.
You need someone to help you in selection. You know, I still go to a lot of retail stores where they sell, you know, fresh juices.
Yeah.
And I want the person on the aisle to guide me and tell me which is the best fresh juice on the shelf.
Yes.
So you need to optimize the strength of that person. So that's one of the ways, you know, that you can. The other way is a lot of foreign companies, sometimes we make an overkill in terms of the ambience, the look and feel.
Okay.
You can profit from that. The other thing that local companies have done, they have what you call street malls.
Mm.
You know, mall is a destination where you drive. We don't like to drive to buy. We want to buy on the way home.
Yeah.
So if you look at street malls are creeping up everywhere. So people on their way home, they try to make a purchase.
Yeah.
So, you know, because you're local, you do have a bigger chance to win and beat whoever is coming in.
Exactly.
But you need to do the spade work. And I think the difficult part is actually designing the model for your company. What is the model that you want to play? What's the value proposition? What's your assortment? What cost structure? What look and feel? What promise do you make to the shopper?
Mm.
That's the difficult part. And any local company that can do that well, better than the foreign company, can win. And win sustainably.
And win big, yeah.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I have one last question
that
I believe would help tie us in well. So if you were to leave our listener with one single piece of insight, one single piece of advice to a retail company, what would that be that would set them over the edge, set them ahead?
Yeah, I'm not a proponent of silver bullet.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to do many things to stay ahead.
A few things.
So I'll say one or two. First of all, it's local.
Mm-hmm.
Being local gives you an edge.
Okay.
If you're operating in Ibadan, understand that Ibadan is different from Lagos. Shagamu is different from Ijebode. Enugu is different from Awka.
Mm-hmm.
Kano is different from Dutse. Understand that. And you need to play to those local nuances. That's one. Number two, in the past, we used to say, get the value, get the revenue. Revenue doesn't guarantee success anymore. Mm. Watch your cost. Your cost is critical. Watch your cost. It used to be human resources, your highest cost. Power cost is critical. So you don't need to put power. Now, what is that thing that will make people come to your store and not to the next? So what are you promising to the people you have chosen to serve? So you need to make a choice. Who do I want to serve? Mm-hmm. What do they desire? What's going to delight them? And make sure you repeatedly do that and deliver that. That's the way you can. So if you notice, it's not one thing, there'll be a couple of things you need to do. I think there's a lot more that you have to do. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Those few tips. Yeah. I think our listeners will be able to take that and work with it.
Thank you so much for being
on the show, sir. Thank you so much for listening. That has been today's episode of Insights Edge.
That's all for this episode of Insights Edge by the Lagos Business School Management Hub. We're grateful to our distinguished guests and experts who share their wisdom with us today. Their perspectives help us navigate the complex landscape of business in Africa, and we're honored to have them as a part of the Insights Edge community. Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.